What's That Noise? By Naomi Howarth. Early morning, while the sun was rising over the icy plains of the Arctic, a long, low, rumbling sound woke Magnus from a very deep sleep. "What's that noise?" he wondered. Could it be the wind? Could it be the sea? Could it be an iceberg cracking? Magnus couldn't figure it out. He needed to find a friend with a good pair of ears. "Hello, Hare," said Magnus. "Could you help me? What's that noise?" Hare listened. "I don't know," asked Hare. "Let's go ask our friends." So Magnus and Hare set off over the ice, and all the while the rumbling sound followed them. By the frosty forest they met Owl. "Hello, Owl," Magnus said. "Can you help us? What's that noise? Is it the cracking of the trees?" Owl listened. "Oh no," she said, "it's not the cracking of the trees." On top of the snowy rocks, they met Fox. "Hello, Fox," said Magnus. "Can you help us? What's that noise? Is it the whistling of the wind?" Fox listened. "Oh no," he said, "it's not the whistling of the wind." By the icy river, they met Polar Bear. "Hello, Bear. Can you help us? What's that noise? Is it the cracking of the ice?" Bear listened. "No," she said, "it's not the cracking of the ice." At last, by the edge of the sea, they met Walrus. "Please, Walrus, can you help us? What's that noise? Is it the roaring of the sea?" "Oh, no," said Walrus. "It's not the roaring of the sea. But I think I know what it could be. Dive into the water and catch the plumpest, pinkest shrimp you can find." With a splash, Magnus dived down to the depths of the sea, and there he found lots of plump, pink shrimp. He brought them back to Walrus, and they had a delicious feast. Suddenly, they realized that it was very quiet. The noise had stopped. "It wasn't the creaking of the trees or the whistling of the wind," said Magnus, "and it wasn't the cracking of the ice or the roaring of the sea. That great rumbling sound has been coming from me." And everyone laughed to think of all that noise coming from Magnus's rumbling, grumbling, hungry tummy. So after their long day and with their tummies full, the friends settled down to a deep sleep. It was very peaceful. But then Walrus peeled open one wrinkly eye. "What's that noise?" It was the long, loud, rumbling sound of sleepy seal snores. Good night, Magnus. The end.